Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Good evening. Show tonight begins with a conversation about the Arab chieftains watching the two-year war in Gaza and not moving. Why not? I speak to Hussein Abdullah Hussein of the FTD. He identifies Egypt as particularly frozen, given that the motive was clear. They had their Suez Canal revenue cut in half. In addition, we're looking at their border, Sinai, with Gaza. Violence, war, death. Why not move? Offer refuge for the women and children. Offer hospitals. Something. What is holding you back? You're losing half the revenue. No easy answer, but it's generally understood. Hussein tells me that the Arab captains sit back and don't come forward and speak bluntly about Hamas, speak bluntly about the violence, about how it's holding people back. Endorse the victimhood that Hamas plays by not speaking out. Then move to a conversation about oil and gas. Michael Bernstam joins. Say that Russia's got no future as an energy exporter unless Turkey is now convinced to go for American natural gas, doesn't need the Russian. Only two small countries in Europe will be taking Russian gas after 26. For oil, the price will keep dropping through the winter. The price of gold is about the only thing that can hold together the Russian budget, and I don't know how much it can hold it. In any event, I talked to Michael about that as well, and the cryptocurrency and the stablecoin and all manner of creative accounting for the fact that Russia can't win the war, it can't lose it, it's running out of money, its budget is unbalanced, and it must raise taxes on its population. Conversation with Andrea Stricker of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. Snapback is on Iran. What comes next? There are zero now afforded to Iran to use a centrifuge to create. Zero, meaning the UN is empowered to go get that the fissile material that's still there when and if we find it. Zero. That's what their stubbornness came to. But Iran's got tricks. They're good at bazaar. It'll be a long winter. I speak to Simon Constable about commodities and the UK flag, especially the flag of St. George, the white field with the red cross. That's St. George. We'll always be in England. They'll always be a Christian nation. Why is that suddenly out of favor, if it's out of favor? I speak to Simon about that, in addition to the French government being as brittle as peanut brittle. We also measure the beautiful French countryside where Simon lives. Wonderful. Comparing to southern New England, pretty good comparison these days. But I'm going winter and he's going early spring. The conversation about China starts with Fraser Howey pointing out the GDP growth number that China brags about has no meaning when the container ships are very few coming from Asia compared to the old days and when there are not enough containers in the container ships that are coming. China's growth is an arbitrary foolishness, or as Fraser says pithily, rubbish in, rubbish out. The World Bank can't do better than that, but it's misleading to think that that's growth. Well, we do what we can. And then a conversation about Taiwan and the decision right now about what is to be done about an influencer named Holger who baits people. Also talked to Lance Gatling in Tokyo about the eminent female prime minister, who turns out to be a conservative member of the LDP. That's it. She's 64, 65 years old. Takeuchi Sanai, part of the Abe school. So hawkishness. Good for Japan. The market's responding vividly. Mitsubishi Heavy was up 11% the first day her name was announced as the leader of the LDP. Good. DeepSeek, the Chinese match for NVIDIA, the Chinese match for we're going to outproduce you. Well, there are some questions, a few, many, unanswered, about DeepSeek's claims about how cheap it ran its program, large language model, where it got the chips from, what it's depending on for inference. In other words, a lot of doubts about the claims. Then again, it's competition, so good for DeepSeek. We also talk about the communications lines that China is, oddly, I asked Jack Burnham about this, why do they care? Why imitate? Why steal? Why appropriate? Why do this? Competition was all Jack could think to say. I don't doubt him, but still competition in which you cheat? Is that competition? Cleverness? What it is? What is it? It's odd. But not my pay grade. All right. Yeah, I've already mentioned Holzer, this thuggish-looking character in Taiwan who puts out a text message or something saying, cut the head off the president. Some foolishness. I'm told that he's not a genius. Okay, none of us are. Well, a few of us are. And Peter Husey talking about the strategic arsenal, that means nuclear weapons. I always enjoy that talk. You get to talk about the end of the world before it happens. Afterwards, no guarantees. The Mad Max version. Josh Blackman writing at Civitas joins at midnight to talk about the courts over the last 100 years, for the presidency, against the presidency, for it, against it, for and against it. It was a tennis match. Right now, this court looks to be it's restoring the separation of powers so that Congress can't or the courts can't easily reach into the executive and discipline. It appears that way. But the Roberts Court is always reading headlines. We'll see where it's going. The Train versus New York City, 1975. As a non-lawyer, I'm taught to mention those things. And lawyers, yeah, that's the one we can't overcome easily. That's about impoundment. Does the president have the right to withhold funds? President Trump is being challenged in court that will come to the Supreme Court, whether he has the right to withhold $4 billion as a test case for withholding a lot more. Train versus New York City in 1975 says no. But before that, there were other versions, and we'll see if it's restored. Josh Blackman thinks this court is leaning towards separation of powers. And finally, Bob Zimmerman, we talk about lots of spacefaring, lots of money-making. Although it is a puzzle to me why it's so long for so many companies to come to reusability, which is the SpaceX secret. It's not a secret. It's one thing that SpaceX does. It reuses its first stage booster, cutting overhead for everybody. How easy is that? Bob says it's not hard to do. Why did they take so long and they're still not caught up? Must have been the culture. Don't know. It's much more to the show. We'll have science, more science tomorrow. Talk about why go back to the moon. Thank you for listening. Good night.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.